On behalf of Bishop Sante, the priests, brothers, sisters, and seminarians, I wish you a very blessed and happy Christmas. The epistle for the Midnight Mass of Christmas is taken from St. Paul's epistle to Titus. Dearly beloved, the grace of God our Savior hath appeared to all men, instructing us that, denying ungodliness and worldly desires, we should live soberly and justly and godly in this world, looking for the blessed hope and coming of the glory of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and might cleanse to himself a people acceptable, a pursuer of good works. These things speak and exhort in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 2. At that time, there went forth a decree from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This first enrollment was made by Cyrenius, the governor of Syria, and all went to be enrolled, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his espoused wife, who was with child. And it came to pass that when they were there, her days were accomplished, that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him up in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds watching and keeping the night watches over their flock. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the brightness of God shone round them, and they feared with a great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy that shall be to all the people. For this day is born to you in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly army praising God, and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of good will." Those are the words of today's Holy Gospel. You shall find the infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. These words are taken from today's Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Some years ago, my dear faithful, a four-year-old girl had to undergo a very serious operation. As a matter of fact, her life literally hung on the balance. But as she was so young, she did not understand the gravity and the seriousness of the operation. As the nurses made her comfortable on the operating table, the doctor calmly and gently told her that he would be putting her to sleep for a little while. Well, at once the little one jumped up and declared, "If I am going to sleep, I must first say my night prayers." And kneeling on the operating table, she closed her eyes, folded her hands, and began to thank Jesus for all his favors, for watching over Mommy and Daddy, and asking him to make her a good girl. And lastly, she said to our Lord, "Please let Dr. Michael make a good operation on me." Well, no doubt the scene that unfolded right there in the operating room tugged at the heartstrings of the doctor and the nurses as they mused at the sincerity and the innocence of the little girl. The little girl willingly laid down and the surgery began. Although the surgery went well, for a time it seemed that the child would not pull through. but she finally showed signs of renewed strength. The doctor told her to pray some more, and at last she was on the road to recovery. One morning, the doctor came into her room and told her she would be well soon. Then he added, "But I have even better news." He confided in the little girl and said, "I have not said my prayers for 20 years. I have not gone to confession and communion either. But I am happy to say that I am now saying my prayers and receiving the sacraments." And then the doctor said to the little girl, "You showed me the way." On this Christmas night, my dear friends, we commemorate the day on which the Blessed Virgin Mary brought forth the Divine Savior into the world. Before our Lord was born, Caesar Augustus published a decree to take a census of the Roman Empire. And thus, as the Gospel relates, Joseph also went up from Galilee to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his espoused wife, who was with child. Now, because of the census, there was a great multitude of people in Bethlehem, and hence accommodations were lacking. Joseph and Mary, in their poverty, were compelled to seek shelter in a cave. This cave served as a stable for the animals that grazed in the fields. And so it was here in a cave, in the dark of winter, in an obscure part of the world, that the Blessed Mother brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because St. Luke says there was no room for them in the inn. Thus our Divine Savior was born under the most humble conditions, as an inspiration for us. For 4,000 years, the world waited for the promised Messiah. The world would lay under a heavy cloud of darkness as they anxiously waited for the day when God would send the Redeemer. Tonight, my dear faithful, we experience and commemorate with great joy the fulfillment of God's promise. A child, my dear faithful, is always so appealing to the hearts of men. The doctor in his story was influenced by the innocence of the little girl. And that is why our Lord came to us as a little, helpless child wrapped in swaddling clothes. He willed from his first appearance on earth as a man to show himself as a tender infant laid upon straw. This he did that we might more easily comprehend the love God has for us, and that man might surrender his love in return to the one who so deeply loves him. The sight of an innocent little child is heartwarming, even to the most hardened people. He wants even the most hardened sinners to be softened at the sight of the Christ child laying in the manger. Just as the young girl on the operating table could change the heart of the doctor and make such a difference, may our Lord's coming at Christmas be a source of grace to change our lives for the better. This Christmas season, pray for the grace that your heart, or that the heart of a hardened sinner or a lax Catholic, perhaps even a loved one, may be softened at the sight of the little infant with outstretched arms. Pray that that soul may be converted to the love of the Christ child. And let us also, my dear friends, have recourse to Mary, his mother. St. Bonaventure says the heart of Mary was a complete furnace of divine love. Therefore, all who love the Blessed Mother will be inflamed by her with the same love for her son. If we cultivate a great love for Our Lady, we will necessarily love her divine infant son, and we will have true peace in our souls. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.